What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here he is, everybody, from Team Mace, Funchy, with what we need to know.
All right, guys. You guys ever heard of Zoo Friday Nights at the LA Zoo?
Yeah. I mean, I have a pretty, I think I know what that is.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So it's coming back. It came back last week. It's going on this weekend and throughout the month of July. They have a big party at the LA Zoo every Friday night. They have a DJ. They'll have some, you know, some adult beverages there. They'll have you guys can also look at the animals in their habitat in the dark, I guess. So, you know, I think that's
way
to
sell it, Funch.
That's a selling point right there. So, and also you can bring your kids. So that's a good thing, you know, for your kids.
So, fun fact, when I back home in DC at one point when I, you know, as an adult, I lived behind the zoo.
Like, the DC Zoo.
Yeah, the National
Zoo. National Zoo, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so
and
good.
So it was fascinating because, like, yeah, you could hear the animals at night. I mean, that was like a real thing. And it wasn't like, you know, I don't know, it wasn't like you could hear conversations, but every once in a while, you know.
You hear conversations.
I mean, something would go wrong, and like when the animals were alerted, you knew something was going to happen, like, weather-wise. It was a very odd sort of thing.
Because, yeah.
You could kind of read because they could sense something. Anyway, so the point is that they had this event called Zoo Lights there all the time, and it was exactly the same thing, but you didn't see that many animals because the animals are not really out trying to mingle with humans when it's nighttime. When
I know, and I don't know if I want to be face to face with a lion, you know.
After you know, a couple of IPAs.
Exactly, man. Exactly. I might do something stupid. So.
Right. No, it's a good call.
Scotty, I can't remember the last time I was at a zoo. Seriously.
Really?
Really?
What? You don't? You have the San Diego Zoo down there, too.
That's a nice zoo.
Know,
it's the
that's
nicest
a
zoo.
Really nice zoo.
I remember when my kids were younger and thinking to myself, my whole life, I heard about the San Diego Zoo when I never even lived in Southern California. Now here I was living in San Diego, and my kids were little. I'm like, okay, sounds like a fun thing to do. Let's go to the zoo. I've been to the zoo, I'm telling you right now, in, I don't know, 15 years, maybe?
Do it. When I went to D.C. last year, like, the first thing I wanted to do was hit the zoo. My friend's like, are you serious? I was like, look, if
cool
you don't want to go,
yeah,
don't go.
That zoo's not bad, but it's nothing compared to San Diego.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I felt like I've been to San Diego, I've been to L.A. I'm a nerd. Like, I love museums. I love the zoo. Just do it, Cap. Like, trust me, you'll have fun. Take Rachel on a cute little date.
Okay, that's not a terrible idea. I'm not like one of these anti-zoo people, you know. I'm not one of these people who are like, hey, I feel so bad. These animals were taken from their natural habitat, and now they're stuck here, and they're in jail in the zoo. I'm like, no, I don't feel like that at all.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever been on safari?
Never have been.
Okay, that's probably, I think for a lot of people, if it's not like a, I don't want to say political, but if it's not like a personal decision about how they feel about animals, once you go on safari or you go to a reserve and you see animals in their actual natural habitat, there's a natural thing that changes in you that makes zoos very different. Just know that, you know what I'm saying? So, because I remember when I first, so I was going safari a lot in South Africa when my dad lived there when I was in high school. And I remember coming back, and I had to kind of swear off the zoo for a good 3 or 4 years because once you see an animal, like an elephant, like on the actual plains or at an actual water hole, yeah, it's very different, Scott. But that's a personal preference. I do think, though, you should go out to the zoo because it is kind of a, for lack of a better term, a cute date idea that has more fun than you realize until you get there.
There you go. I'm just saying.
Sidebar, Omaha, Nebraska,
really?
Randomly, top 5 zoo in America.
Really?
Wow.
Not even that.
Known that.
Wow. Not even a joke, yeah.
Would never have known. When I lived in New York City, there was a little teeny tiny zoo in the middle of Central Park.
Yep. Yeah.
And I used to walk my son around Central Park and be like, we'll stop by the zoo. We'll look at whatever they got there. I don't even know what animals were in there.
Right.
It's cute, though. Like,
I've told
Central
you,
Park is cute.
Yeah,
I love it.
My only part of the zoo that I really like, and I've told you guys this before, I love the snake exhibit. Because at the snake exhibit, the snake can't get me. You know, like when I'm running
out. Are
you
afraid of snakes?
Oh, I'm petrified of snakes.
Is this an Indiana Jones bit because it's Harrison Ford's birthday?
That's right.
I didn't know. Is today Harrison's birthday? Hey, happy birthday, Harrison.
We just heard that in the previous.
We did.
I wasn't really listening to that. Yeah. I am petrified of snakes in real life.
Why? When have you ever encountered a snake?
Just the other day, as a matter of fact. Funny you ask. I was on a trail. You know, as it gets hotter out, the rattlesnakes come out.
Right.
And I was on a trail, and there was a little rattlesnake sitting off to the side of the trail. Right? And I ran as fast as I could, and the rattlesnake was probably sitting there laughing at me like, yo, dude, I wasn't planning on biting you, okay?
But
and watching you try and run was pretty funny.
Cap, what would you do if a snake was on your windshield, on your on your rear view mirror thing?
Or in your engine when you opened up the hood?
That's I where they saw pop that. Out of sometimes. I saw a story of this lady, like the snake was wrapped around on her side mirror, and I was no, that's nasty. I don't like snakes.
Probably
either.
Would get into my car from the passenger side. And try and drive as fast as I could to get the snake off my window.
Cap, do you get like rooted out by snake guy like at Venice Beach that's like carrying on his big python?
Yeah.
Any guy who is walking around with a snake wrapped around their neck in a public place.
I've done it.
I got a major problem with that person.
I've done it. I've had a banana snake wrapped around me. They're huge.
People
They're
who
yellow.
Walk around Venice and they've got snakes wrapped around their neck, I'm like, if I see that snake guy, I go the other direction. I think it's rude, okay? I don't want your snake near me. What if your snake decides to bite me? Seen that happen before, by the way, people.
Where? In what movie?
Well, I don't know if it was a movie. I think it was just a video.
Yeah, okay.
You know, where some dude has some
IRL?
Giant python, right. Like, yeah, IRL. Yeah. This dude has this giant python wrapped around his neck because he's just carrying it around like a piece of jewelry. And then all of a sudden, the python decides, you know what? I want to bite this person in the face. I don't want to do that. I'm not down with that.
That happened in the United States, but that's fine.
I'll tell you another thing that's been happening in the United States, Clinton, that I've become obsessed with is YouTube videos on python hunting in the Florida Everglades. Have you seen any of this?
No.
Yeah. No, true story. They're allowing hunters to hunt pythons in the Everglades in Florida because they are not indigenous to the area, and they're screwing up the ecosystem. They're eating alligators. They're eating deer. And so they're letting hunters go out there and hunt, and people are catching like 22-foot snakes.
Yeah, that's called ethical hunting. That's one of the few times that they actually allow people to kill things. At least.
You know how they kill the snakes ethically?
I do not.
They take a screwdriver, they hit the snake in the top of the head with a hammer with the screwdriver, and they blast his brains out right there.
Oh, my God.
Come
on,
true
Scott,
story.
What are we doing?
It's a true
so
story.
It's hump
we're
day,
trying,
man.
We're trying to talk,
hump
trying,
day.
Trying to talk about fun foods. And
French fries.
You're telling stuff, stories about snake murders.
That is what you need to know. I mean,
yeah, thank you, Scott. Yeah.
I hate snakes, man.
Clearly.
I'm petrified of snakes. Petrified. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Yes, today is National French Fry Day. Everybody is telling me Del Taco. Really? I mean, is Del Taco such a great fry that for someone like myself who hasn't been to a Del Taco in like 15, 20 years, like I should go out of my way to go to Del Taco to get their fries? Really?
Let's go to the phones. Let's ask these people.
All right. Let's do it.
Because I don't know. I'm new to the situation. A lot of people, there's a lot of people in the community talking about where they go to get their fries. You can check out some of those. But for me, I'm never going anywhere looking for fries.
Exactly.
That's not part of my game plan. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that kind of interest in fried potatoes, but I do like to know where they're good.
Okay. Here we go. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Here is Cornell in L.A. Here we go. Cornell, you are on Shidano and Cap on 710 ESPN, and the big CY is in the house. What's up, Cornell?
Yo, what's up, y'all? Hey, the number one place to get fries in L.A. is Rally's. If y'all never been to Rally's, get a fries with a large banana milkshake. They even sell their fries in an extra large cup. That's how good they are.
Are those fries. I have a question. Are those fries like, for lack of a better term, what I'll call textured fries? Like, are they the bumpy ones?
Yes.
No.
Well, hold on.
Are they?
We have conflicting reports.
I don't feel the texture. I just know. I just eat it.
I mean, are they smooth? Okay. Thank you for the phone call.
No, they're like, because I've, okay. So
you know what I'm talking about, Laura?
We had this discussion after the National Fry, like last year or whatever, right? And Sedano's like, oh, Rally's super underrated. I actually went to Rally's because they opened one in my mom's, like, you know, where my mom lives,
right?
Or where my mom lives and whatever. And I was like, okay, you know what? My nail shop is right there. Let's go. I went and I'm like, these things are salty, like way too salty. I mean, I know fries are going to be salty, but it's way, way too salty.
Uh-huh.
They are textured.
Right.
Like, you could peel the thing and, like, the fries underneath type of thing.
Those
you
are
know,
too,
yeah.
To
it's
me,
too much.
I don't mind that, but that's a different experience, Scott. The smooth fry, you know what I mean, which is your average fry, versus the fries that have, like I said, like bumps on them, you know, that's a very different experience.
So the gentleman, Cornell, said you have to get the fries from Rally's And he also is very specific that you need to get the banana milkshake.
Yeah, it's not banana National Banana Milkshake Day, guys.
No,
we're talking about fries.
But I mean, like, you go to most places and it's like, hey, we got chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and maybe they have another flavor just to be kind of a little different. But a banana milkshake, that sounds pretty damn good, as a matter of fact.
That's not bad. I want to hear more about what I need to know more about from the people about these fries.
Yeah, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. It's National French Fry Day. Everybody says McDonald's, you know, it's kind of just like the standard OG fry. And everybody else is telling us about Del Taco. But I'm listen, how about like Five Guys? Is Five Guys, do they have the kind of fries that people go in? No, they don't, huh?
No.
I like their fries. They got good fries.
See, like, I'm not a big, like, Smash Burger, Five Guys. What's the other one? The big boy Bob's Burger.
Bob's Big Boy?
Whatever. Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, all that. What's the other new one that just popped up out of nowhere, I feel like?
Which one? Shake Shack?
Yeah. Or whatever. Like, I'm not a big fan of those places. Like, it's not even the cost, because it is ridiculous to go to them. But seriously, today when I went and visited my mom, like, well, my brothers and stuff, like, I stopped at a local mom and pop.
Right.
Clinton just saw me scarfing down fries. Like, they're better.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Here's more calls. Let's find out. Joseph in Montclair. Yo, you're on Sedano and Cap. What's up, Joseph?
Well, first of all, it's a huge missed opportunity for them not to have National French Fry Day on a Friday.
Oh, good point. Excellent. But boom. Go on.
Yeah. All the callers are right. Del Taco's fries are pretty fire. I'm not a big Del Taco fan, but I'll definitely scarf down some fries from there. Shakes as well. Weird.
That's the weird, call. Huh? Appreciate it.
It's weird.
And also about Del Taco, they have like a really good cheeseburger.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
they do.
I have heard that. That was like a C+ zing from him that they missed an opportunity on Friday to not be on Friday like that. That kind of went. Went kind of under the radar there. I thought that was a decent shot.
Kind of went under the radar and simultaneously went over my head. Seriously, what, because of the alliteration of Friday and
no,
French fry? I mean, what was it?
Friday, French fries,
oh,
day of
see,
fries.
I didn't
yeah.
get that at all. Not
no,
one
no,
bit.
No.
Did I
went
get
to
that?
Private school. What do you
not
want me
even
say?
Close. Yeah. You traveled internationally as a teenager.
Yeah,
you just,
all
yes,
that.
I understand.
Just this worldly, global experience to know that fry means fry.
Oh, here is Paul checking in on Sedano and Cap. Yo, Paul, you're on the air. What do you say, man?
Hey, guys, I'm going to co-sign the Del Taco, but listen, I'm from Barstow, California, where the original Del Taco is from. And if you go there on your way to Vegas, you have to say, I want the seasoning on the fries. You can only get a special homemade seasoning there in the Barstow locations on the fries.
Huh.
And it's fire.
Okay. Thank you for that. That is inside information. Mm-hmm. That's good call. I like that. Those are the kind of nuggets, right, that we're looking for with these phone calls. Not necessarily milkshake takes and day of the week jokes. That is actual information. I appreciate that.
Yeah, the day of the week joke didn't work for me because I didn't get it. Although now that you've explained it, it's really funny. But I will say I enjoyed the banana milkshake because now I think I want one.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, again, the game is in 2 days. We don't need any plumbing backups,
yep.
you know, before that or anything
yep.
like that. We're living clean until Friday. That's the goal.
I would agree with that.
Well, you're not playing, Laura, so that doesn't, that's
well,
fine.
Well, hold on. Speaking of that. Coming right back, I have been giving Laura a just absolute ton of guilt. I'm trying to guilt her into coming to the game.
Is it going to work?
Is it going to work? We'll find out. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I got a text from the consigliere who says rallies and checkers are fire and their banana strawberry shakes are fire as well, but Wingstop is top tier and Five Guys of Fries are special. So that was perfect timing, Adam Morales.
Hey, Julian, that is really, really good information
Full
right there.
Full breakdown from Jew.
Yeah, and the thing is I thought the banana shake sounded good. Banana strawberry sounds pretty good, too.
That's next level right there. That's what I like to call, once again, after I've enjoyed the strains, that's when we go to the banana the banana strawberry realm.
I understand that very clearly. Hey, Clinton, I'm trying to guilt. I hate to say it like that.
No, don't say it like that. Don't see that. That's the reason why I got in trouble when I said I wasn't invited, because everyone thinks that I don't want to go, and it's not like that.
And also, quickly, Scott, I know where you're going with this. I'll get you to lay it out. There's a lot of timing things, but this is also why, as far as the controls of the game are concerned, why I tried to take over. I don't want to guilt anybody into working out. I don't want to guilt anybody into showing up. I don't want to guilt anybody into thinking they're going to miss anything. Show up because you want to be there because it's going to be tight. But when you get there is when you get there,
but
Laura.
That's my thing. Like, people are like, because I was talking to the boss yesterday. Everyone's like, oh, you don't want to go to your own hood. You don't want to do that. And I'm like,
come on.
First of all, like, I'm working. Right. Somebody got to be here in LA.
Somebody's got to pay the rent.
Downtown LA. Like, that's me. It just happened to be me. So it's not about guilting me to go anywhere. Like, I would have been there if I didn't have to work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But yesterday, what I was saying to Laura was this. I was like, look, we're going to get off the air on Friday at 6:30. Mm-hmm. The game is going to start at 7:30.
It's seven. Kevin.
No, I don't think so.
I was told seven.
Really?
Seven is when the game starts.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's when first pitch is scheduled for, probably the best way to say that.
All right. Maybe we'll have repeated visits to the mound. We'll slow the pace of the game to wait for Laura to get there. I'm willing to do anything. I believe that it's Laura's birthday. It is a radio station event where people are going to want to say hello. They're going to want to say bring it in. I just feel like we really are going to be missing you.
I know.
So I want you to come.
Okay, so two things. First of all, Dino's fries are fire. Can't believe I forgot about that.
Okay, so that's first of all.
I'm not familiar with Dino's.
Okay, Dino's is a local thing.
Fill me in.
Yes, okay. Dino's is bomb. Their chicken, oh my God. But their fries, when you get the chicken, is bomb.
How's their banana shake?
I don't care for that because I don't have a sweet tooth. But okay. I will show you the pictures. Now, as far as tomorrow, See, I keep thinking today's Thursday.
I know, that's another story. Yeah.
As far as Friday, yes, it is my birthday. I want to be there. The boss did text me today, Miss Amanda. She was like, yo, we got it worked out so you could leave at 6.
Yeah,
so I'm going to be able to get out of here, probably, you know, finish my stuff, whatever I got to do, and leave by like 6:15. So I'm going to make my boyfriend come so we can go and carpool so we can get there by 7.
So Scott, what I'm saying is here, yeah, let's move the channels of communication to a positive zone so she can get through that shift without going crazy before getting in the ride and going to Covina. We've got a plan.
Okay. All right. So Laura, now can we all say that you're planning on coming?
I am going. The boss made it happen.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
See? Right. See how that works?
See? Yeah. All I know is this. I just wanted you to be there.
Thank you, Kaplan, and I appreciate it.
That's all I know. It's your birthday.
Thank you. People
are going to want to see you. You know, this is a monster station.
That's the thing. People are going to want to see you. Okay. And, like, if you're missing in your hood, not to say that you're too cool for your hood, but that would just be disappointing, I think, to a lot of people from the area.
That's what people were assuming.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I went on air and I was like, yo, it has nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like,
I get it.
It's not that. It's
I get
not
it.
Even that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to talk about something else here because, Clinton, have you had a chance to go into the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community on Twitter and see the videos that Greg Bergman has posted of his working out last night?
Yes.
Greg has posted now a 15-second video of a couple of hacks from last night.
So let me break this down. The reason why I have Greg so high in the lineup is because I've seen Greg swing a golf club. And when I went to Topgolf out in El Segundo with Greg and we hung out, where he made fun of me for pulling my hat down because I happened to be on TV at the same time and I didn't want people looking at me. I said, dude, you can golf. Like, I didn't realize that. And he was like, yeah, I played in high school. I played a lot. And I was like, okay, well, then we got something to work with here. There's no natural motion that can replicate being able to swing a stick. And so outside of doing it is what my point is. And so when it comes to the cage for Greg, he sent it something to me last night. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're fine. So when I hear him say that and then I see that he's actually doing it and then he tells me he made contact with everything, I'm like, oh, yeah, two hole every day of the week in the lineup. No questions asked.
I do believe that the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community will go on to Twitter, will see Bergman's post, and will analyze his swing. And I think, unless you're just outwardly hating, I think you're going to be very impressed. And for all the ground balls he said he hit, maybe he cherry-picked here just a couple of really nice swings. Bergman could go deep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we're looking for here is gappers and hard-hit balls on the infield. Because the problem with trying to go deep all the time is that if you don't, you pop it up. That stinks. And number two, you tie yourself out on home run swings, which is not necessarily required to score runs. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens in pregame BP. I think we might do a little quick session where we have everybody take like four hacks very quickly if we can get that in. I'll see if I can schedule that in. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're just hit the ball hard and hit it where they ain't. That's what you got to do.
Hey, Laura, since you're bringing your boo, make sure you bring him my way so I can talk to him.
The security detail was part of the deal that we worked on to get Laura there. Because you have to be a minimum of 6 feet away from him at all times after the Mandy's incident.
Really?
You know what's funny? He loves Cap. He's like, yo, Cap was a little sus for me, but I love the dude. I get him now.
That's funny.
But yeah, you ain't going to be around my man, bro. No.
All right, I understand.
Yeah, stay focused, Cap.
I will.
That's the other thing.
That's
right.
Win,
if you're
okay?
Mace, you position Tebow right behind the plate so that Scott is completely distracted. That's a good strategy.
That's
there.
Actually true, yeah.
Hey, Clinton, I wanted to run something by you. You know, we talked earlier about this Kyrie Irving situation and how the New York Post is reporting that Kyrie, or at least a source close to Kyrie, has told the New York Post that his intention when signing or when opting in for his $36 million contract, his intention was to play for the Nets. He wasn't demanding a trade. He wasn't putting it out there for everybody that he was going to be traded. And we, the Laker community, have just, and I believe, assumed that this trade was going to go down. But listen to this poll on silverscreenandroll.com. Should the Lakers give up two first-rounders in the Russ-Kyrie trade? The answers are simple, yes or no. Overwhelmingly, Laker fans on this website, this is a Laker website, Laker fan website, 61% of people voting thus far have said, do not give up both first-round draft choices for Kyrie Irving. Why not?
Because the team's not that good. I think most people know that. I mean, let's be clear about something. Kyrie Irving coming to the Los Angeles Lakers, sorry, does not immediately make the Los Angeles Lakers a title contender. I don't believe that. Like, I'm sorry, did I miss the last time that Kyrie made a finals run with some team? Did I miss the last time the Lakers did that in a non-bubble? And the league is pretty much completely turned over in the rest of the Western Conference's favor. Never mind teams in the East getting better. That's the whole point here, is that, like, it'd be fun for us from a drama standpoint, but, like, I don't necessarily think that Kyrie coming suddenly puts the L.A. Lakers back in title contention. I just don't.
God, I wish Sedano was here today to just yell and scream at you at the top of his lungs and then threaten you that he was going to beat you up, because that's what he says to me. When I tell him, I say, George, you mean to tell me that the Lakers have no chance unless they get Kyrie? Without Kyrie, they've got no chance, and with Kyrie, they've got a legit chance? And he starts yelling and screaming and pounding his fist and talking to me like I'm his child. He goes off on me.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but what I'm saying is that I just don't think that will happen. Like, I don't think the ceiling is that high at this stage. I don't think the ceiling's that high with the Nets, with Kevin Durant, as evidenced by, hello, last season. I'm not out here, you know what I mean? This isn't that crazy to me. There are plenty, like, here's the thing. Laker fans oftentimes look at this team as if it exists in some sort of, like, video game 2K realm, and I don't mean that in terms of player acquisition. I mean that in terms of understanding how good a team can be, not just for themselves, but against the rest of the league. Like, do you see these teams out here? Just because you get three guys that are pretty good doesn't automatically put you in contention to do anything. I know people think that, but that's not how the modern NBA works this way anymore. If it did, this team wouldn't be where it was to begin with. So that's the reason why I don't think you necessarily mortgage your future, because A, you don't know if LeBron James is going to be there to even, I mean, he's not going to be there when those picks start to matter. And B, that was the whole point of getting AD to begin with, is that you're not living and dying on every single thing in terms of LeBron James-level decisions.
I tried to make all of these points, and again, I was scolded. I was yelled at. The desk was pounded on. I was threatened physically. Okay? All of these things by our friend. Right? Laura, poor me is right.
I'm questioning. I'm like, were you really threatened?
You don't
physically?
Believe that George Sedano physically threatened me? That
I mean,
he's going to
beat
me
up?
He yelled
at you, but that's like a Latino thing. You know what I mean? Like, we talk a little loud.
He threatened to beat me up. And then I had to tell him that I was going to pick him up by his throat and his crotch, and I was going to throw him over the top ring rope. That's what I told him.
Marking this down so I can, you know.
I was going to say, I mean, we're talking a lot of tough talk here. Yeah, your focus, hold on, let's regroup here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, we got callers who want to talk more about fries.
Okay.
Number two, you got a game to throw on Friday. Get your head out of your behind.
Right.
Talking about George pounding desks over a guy that's not even on this Laker team. Get it together.
Yeah. I got to get my head in the game. I got to get my head
get
back
your
in the game.
Head in the game.
Right.
Right now. Mythical fights with George are pointless when you got to get in there and throw strikes on Friday.
All right, let's go to the calls. Here's Brian in L.A. on Shidano and Cap on 710 ESPN. The big CY Clinton Yates is in the house. Brian, talk to us, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
All right, so first of all, do not knock these Del Taco fries. I'm going to tell you, these old-fashioned crinkle-cut fries is a must. If you haven't tried them, you got to go try them. You know, it's just, and not only that, you got to eat them not just with ketchup. You got to eat them with that black Scorcho hot sauce. Mix the hot sauce with the ketchup, and you have yourself a spicy ketchup. Crinkle cut fries from Del Taco. It's a 10 in my book.
Brian, let me ask you a quick question. How old are you? You can just say, like, if you're in your 30s, level 3, 40s, level 4. How old are you? I need to know how much fry experience you have on Earth.
I'm 32, and I've tried every single fry in the county of L.A.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Really?
I mean, I'm a fry guy, and I'm telling you, these Del Taco fries are a must-try. Don't knock them. Go ahead and try them. And somebody mentions cheeseburger. They do have a double dill cheeseburger that's it's up there, you know, with the rest of them.
Okay.
You know, but
appreciate that, Brian.
All right, guys.
That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start polling people on their ages when it comes to food takes. I need to know what kind of experience they have out here in terms of how long they've really been in the game. You know,
yeah, I think it's a fair question.
Right.
I'd like to hear more. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. It is National Friday, and we are getting a lot. I just said it, Friday.
You're getting it now. Now it's going to bother you every time you say it. Yeah.
All day long. Hey, they missed an opportunity. It should have been National French Fry Day on Friday. And I was like, why is that?
Honest question. I was like, oh, goodness. Here we go.
God, do I feel dumb. All right, stick around because Radio Tinder is up next on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yes, that's M_Funch. M_Funch.
Got it.
There you go. All right, guys. Shortly after his presser and his appearance on Mason Ireland, newest Laker Juan Toscano Anderson tweeted out, "This traffic, though. Man." Now, he's talking about L.A. traffic, you know, since he's a newcomer in L.A. So the question is, so L.A. would be the best place in the world to live in despite if we didn't have traffic. Swipe left, swipe right, Cap.
Wait, let me understand this. L.A. would be the greatest place in the world to live if?
In, if we didn't have traffic.
So are you saying that it's currently not the best place to live?
I mean, it is, but, you know, I mean, traffic's here.
Answer the question, Cappy. Come on.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to swipe left and say traffic or no traffic, L.A., Orange County, San Diego, the mega market that is Southern California, L.A. specifically, there is no greater place on the planet to live, in my opinion. And that includes traffic. Because let me tell you something. You can go to New York. You can go to Boston. You can go to Phoenix. You can go to Miami. There is monster, massive, crazy-ass traffic in every major city in America. No worse than L.A., I promise you.
I'm going to swipe right. I don't, you know, honestly, you know, I've been talking about getting on these dating apps, and I don't even know what left and right is on Tinder. This is a whole other discussion, but whatever.
Me too, man.
I'm going to say that I'm going to agree with Cappy a little bit here, because here's the thing. There's a lot of traffic in L.A., but there's also a lot of options for how to get to places in L.A. That's, I think, an underrated part of this. You can go surface streets. You can go some other way. You don't have to sit on the freeway all day. And, of course, it takes extra time depending on how, you know, far away you're coming from. But, like, there are options on these roadways that there are not in other places that have just as many cars.
But it, I think it just sucks sometimes. You know, it takes, you know, to travel 10 miles in L.A., it'll take you an hour.
Yeah,
good.
Okay, that
good.
Sucks. That sucks, but like, I mean, I'm just to use an example because it's there. DC, for example.
Oh, that's bad traffic.
Way
over
too
there.
Many cars on
that's
the road.
Bad traffic. Over
and
there.
There's no other way to go other than the ways there are. And that is far more frustrating than just, all right, it's going to take me a while to go a short distance.
I just always feel like you got to plan for stuff. You know, like if you're traveling when you know there's a lot of traffic, just generally speaking, a certain time of the day, you got to plan for it. I always check my apps, like, you know, Google Maps or Waze or whatever it is that you use. I always check the map before I go anywhere just to kind of get an idea of how long it's going to take me to go someplace. I just, listen,
yeah.
I think traffic in L.A. is way overrated because traffic in every major city is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's part of life. What are you going to do? It's Los Angeles.
People got places to go, man.
He's a real L.A. guy, but complained about the traffic already. Juan Toscano Anderson, so let's say that.
Wow. Hey,
don't hate on him.
I was
okay,
gonna
I'm
say,
super
that,
happy right
that
now.
That was a lot of spice on
Ooh,
that. My goodness,
show.
Spicy fries over here.
Okay, I'm just in love the fact that he is here. So can we just, you know, be nice?
All right, guys. So I woke up this morning, put on a TV, a commercial came on for Dairy Queen starring Cody Bellinger and Fernando Tatis Jr., and they were eating blizzards. You know, the blizzards from Dairy Queen, stuff like that? And he looked amazing. I've always preferred real ice cream, real hand scoop ice cream as opposed to soft serve, but I think the scales have tipped with this commercial for the drumstick flavored blizzard that they were promoting or whatever. So soft serve is better than a real hand scoop ice cream. Swipe left, swipe right. Clinton.
I'll swipe left. I think this is a time of day situation. Again, as part of my, you know, just, I mean, completely robust life experience, Scott. I used to work at an ice cream store. Ben and Jerry's in Georgetown.
Oh, where you had to actually scoop.
Really? Yeah, I scooped the ice. Well, actually, what I did was I sat on the side and made waffle cones because I had a really sweet technique and you could, like, talk to the girls a little easier that way.
Nice.
Just had less to do. But I did scoop a fair amount of ice cream, and it's a time of day thing. Like, if it's hot, hot outside, I want ice cream because that initial chill is what's going to, like, freeze me, you know what I mean? So I get that cool down. But if it's, like, just kind of warm out, the soft serve does a little better and doesn't bang your teeth out the same way.
So when you worked at Ben & Jerry's, do you have a strong opinion on what is the best Ben & Jerry's flavor? Is it, like, Cherry Garcia?
No.
Or is it, like...
I mean, there's 85 flavors, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just remembering the names and where they were in the daggone freezers was hard enough. Never mind trying to judge what the best flavors were.
Yeah,
that was
I went to like a summer camp once in Vermont. I say summer camp. It was like my whole family, the kids and everybody. This is years ago when I was still married and my in-laws were paying for a vacation.
Nice.
And every single day in Vermont, we went for Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah, no.
And I loved it. But I got to say, I'm with you, Funchy. You know, these Dairy Queen commercials, I saw
you
that exact
too, right?
commercial. Yeah, Bellinger and Tatis. And I'm like, okay, these blizzards look fire.
And amazing.
And I don't even know where there's a Dairy Queen close by.
Me too.
I don't either. That's part of the reason why I was kind of like, yeah, I see those commercials all the time. I have no idea where a DQ is.
I thought to myself, like, no, man.
In the mall. In the
really?
Mall.
Where?
So, like, I think West Covina has one.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, West Covina has one. There's a few of them.
Because I'll be in the mall a lot, and I ain't seen one. On the M's in the mall. On the M's stays post up at the mall.
Yeah. Dairy Queens are at the mall.
Okay. I'm never in the mall, and I haven't seen a Dairy Queen in ages. And I thought to myself, wow, they're putting a lot of money. They got to pay Bellinger and Tatis a lot of money. And I think that they're the Southern California guys, because I think these Dairy Queen commercials are kind of going on all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're putting a lot of money into Major League Baseball celebrity endorsements, if you will. And I'm like, for all that Dairy Queen money, where's there a Dairy Queen?
Location, location, location.
That drumstick-flavored Blizzard. Looks so good.
I used to love going to Dairy Queen, Clinton, because you worked at Ben & Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy Queen used to have this thing. Maybe they still do. I don't know where there's a Dairy Queen. They take the soft-serve ice cream, right, and then they dip it into like a cherry-flavored sauce, and then when they pick it up out of the sauce, the outside of the cone and the ice cream gets hard, and then it becomes like this crunchy, sweet sort of coating outside of the ice cream. Damn, that's fire.
Chocolate dip ice cream, strawberry dip ice creams. There you go.
That's a labor-intensive serving right there. Tell you what.
Also, my favorite thing about Dairy Queen is when you get a Blizzard, they flip it upside down before they give it to you to make sure, you know.
Show it to you.
Cup and a cone, as it's known.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Funch, what else you got?
All right, guys. So Warriors second-year guard Moses Moody is still only 20 years old, but he's playing in the Vegas Summer League. Now, we know 21 is a legal age to get it in Vegas. So Moody was asked what he does with his time since he's only 20 in Vegas, and he said he gets himself something to eat. I don't know, just chilling. Might go to Topgolf, even though I can't golf or anything. So question here is, Vegas is the worst town to be in for someone that's 18 to 20 years old. Swipe left, swipe right, cap.
I'm going to swipe left and disagree and say you could be 18, you could be 20, you don't have to be 21.
Facts.
There's a million things to do in Vegas. Even if you're not of legal age, and even if you're not of legal age, you're probably still going to be able to do all the things you want to do that people are of legal age can do. So I don't think age really, really matters. I think Vegas is a playground, and you can have a lot of fun even if you're a 20-year-old kid.
I'm swiping right on this because the age is not as much a factor as it is the money that you have, and the younger that you are, the likelihood that you have money is low. And for a guy who's in summer league, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing all day? Like, Cap, name me all these activities in Vegas you can participate in that don't require boku bucks under 21.
So, have you ever been to Circus Circus?
No.
They have a...
Oh, that's
bad. Don't tell them to go to the Midway.
No.
They got an indoor amusement park,
like,
Clinton, that little kids really love.
Okay.
So somebody take this little kid
18-year-olds love that.
Right.
Yes.
And try and squeeze them into one of their little roller coasters and tell them to have fun. Here's a couple of tokens, kid. Go have some fun. Play some Donkey Kong.
No. Yeah. Don't do that. First
no
of
thanks.
All, like, I'm not a Vegas person. I've said this forever on these airwaves, but... I was like 18, 19 when I went to Vegas, and I did it right, let me just say. And I was not 21.
Yeah, with a fake ID, you did it right. Exactly.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing
here?
No,
because people don't check, bro. When
you're That's what I'm saying, bro.
They don't check.
You're doing activities that you need to be 21 to do.
You walk in like you are 21, and they don't care.
Exactly. I'm going to Vegas later this summer, so that should be exciting. NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists. Meeting up back in effect
wow,
for
Vegas,
the first
wow,
time.
Cool.
That jump's going to be off the chain, Funch.
All right, guys. Last one. Harrison Ford is turning 80 today. And it's funny because 80. I was watching TV earlier and a big marathon of Indiana Jones came on. And I didn't even think anything about it. And I got to say, watching Harrison Ford in the Indiana Jones series is a lot better for me than watching Harrison Ford in a Star Wars series.
Okay.
So I don't want to offend you.
It's okay. The galaxy will forgive you.
So the best Harrison Ford movie series is Indiana Jones. Swipe left or swipe right, Clinton.
I'll say that for one reason. Star Wars isn't a Harrison Ford series. He's in it as a major part. And, of course, Han Solo is a major factor in the storyline, but I don't think of that and say Harrison Ford ran that series. The problem with the Indiana Jones series, though, is that it's gone way too long, dog.
Oh,
we
yeah,
got five.
Man.
It was a four or five. We
four,
had five.
It's four
now.
Of them, but five is coming out next year.
Five. Goodness gracious! I mean, like that's overkill on a brand of a guy who's supposed to be a swashbuckler without having actually replaced him as who the guy's gonna be. You know, they did that throwback in three where he was the kid, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I was watching today.
The dog's name was Indiana. That's the best part about that,
Junior.
But like, that's cool. But it's going a little too far now.
Now, other than Star Wars and Indiana Jones, are there any other film series that he's, you know, kind of associated with?
I mean, Blade Runner. I mean,
yeah, Blade Runner's a good one. Blade Runner's not bad. That's a little niche, though. Like, that's definitively farther into the science fiction realm than I think even Star Wars is, even though Star Wars is bigger, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess when I think about this, if I only think Star Wars versus Indiana Jones, I would say that probably Indiana Jones is the best Harrison Ford, at least series of films. But I'm trying to think of like other Harrison Ford movies that I like that aren't Indiana Jones or Star Wars. Oh, here's one of my favorites. The Frisco Kid. Anybody ever see The Frisco Kid with Gene Wilder?
I've never seen that.
Really?
Is that that's a comedy, right?
It's a comedy where like Harrison Ford's a cowboy and Gene Wilder, my man, is like a Jewish rabbi wannabe cowboy who's hanging out with Harrison Ford, and the two of them get into all kinds of crazy adventures. That's one of my faves. Just throwing out names. Just throwing out movies here. That's all.
He was in... The craziest thing is that guy's never won anything. He's barely even been nominated.
That's true.
Yeah,
awards.
He's never won anything. People forget about that. Like, Harrison Ford, like, I remember when... it was a couple years ago, and somebody was like, yeah, Harrison Ford's never... I was like, how is that possible? I just assumed he was winning Oscars all over the place in the 80s, because every single movie that he was in was, like, one of my dad's favorite movies, like Witness and all these other things.
Mosquito
and I was like,
Coast.
This guy must have been the man, you know? But no, all he does is just flies on planes. He was an incredibly handsome man.
He was really good in 42.
He was what?
He was really good in 42.
Yeah, he was pretty good in that.
Really
I forgot about that role.
Yeah, me too.
You know, you say he's all he does is fly planes. I mean, I guess a lot of people out there would probably say all he does is, like, crash land
easy
planes.
Buddy, easy,
you know what I'm
buddy.
Saying? I mean,
all
come
right.
on. Come on. For reals.
Now.
For reals.
Come on now. Han Solo, tremendous pilot.
Harrison Ford, 80. Damn.
Does that make you feel a little weird? Is that
just a little, I mean, a little
bit. Hit close
to
home? You know?
I mean, 80. I mean, my goodness, man.
Right.
It's 80. All right, there you go. There you have it. There's Radio Tinder. It's presented by Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. CY is in for Sedano. Hey, Clinton, we're getting ready for the All-Star Game and all the festivities to come to L.A., and we're starting it off with our big softball extravaganza on Friday. But is it possible that for folks who visit Dodger Stadium over the next couple of days, there will be no beer, there will be no soda, there will be no hot dogs? Is it possible there will be no concessions at Dodger Stadium during the All-Star festivities? We'll get to that story coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Sometimes we forget about their, like, not their comedy career, but, like, their musical comedy career. Cheech and Chong, it is.
Those guys, for a while, I mean, they were actually, I suppose you might say, way ahead of their time. Because there's lots and lots and lots of stoner movies now.
Right.
But Cheech and Chong were way ahead of everybody.
So I have a quick update on what we were talking about yesterday, which has to do with the apps. We did Radio Tinder earlier. I told you guys that I couldn't even figure out swiping left or right in the game, never mind on the actual app. And I've made a decision, Scott.
Okay. Talk to us.
I don't think I'm going to do Tinder because after that long soliloquy from Lindsay about how I was going to be messing with people's hearts and minds if I wasn't actually serious and all this other stuff, I've decided that I don't want to play around in the public pool. I know that we can go to the community pool, you know what I'm saying, where people I don't know are there, but I don't necessarily need to be in the super public pool if I'm really not actually looking for a mate, which I'm not, people. I'm just looking to have some actual fun. Something happens and I make a friend. Bada bing. But that's not really what we're going into this focused for. So Tinder, little too ratchet for your boy, Scott.
Told you.
Love the word ratchet.
Yeah.
Love the use of the word ratchet.
Yeah.
Nice work out of you.
Little too ratchet. But there's another update, which is that. So here's what I'm going to do. Tonight, I'm going to set up my Bumble profile.
There you go.
And I'm going to use the pictures. We had some input from some of the listeners. Siobhan checked in with some good advice about how that's going to go. So I appreciate that. She had some other, by the way. She is now, of course, happily married, but she had some other suggestions for apps. Or not suggestions, but some apparently there's an act. There's like a particular one for, like, you know, what was referred to as fancy black folks.
What's that called?
I think it's called The League.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's specific, like, if you want to just do, like, for me, right, Latino, if you just want, like, Latino people and stuff. Like, there is some stuff like
there's
that.
There's even an app for just vegans.
Really?
My friends on it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like, for something. Whatever floats your boat. You know?
Well, it has gone very categorical, hasn't it? Like, it started out as, like, I just remember... You know, the original dating sites pre-apps.
No, there's always been. Like, there's
There
was Black Planet, Meekente,
Black People Meet.
You know?
Black Planet was
Black
whole
People
other
Meet.
Monster. Yeah,
I mean, I know, but, like, you know what I'm...
No, you're right. And so,
I'm just saying, it's been there.
Let me get back to this, though, Scott. What I'm saying is that I might expand this to if I either go very hyper-specific, not necessarily the fancy black folks one, but I don't know, something that is perhaps a little bit more, I don't even know, but... I also might do, and if anybody out there is listening, If I get into the one that's like technically for kind of famous people in the creative business, Raya.
I heard about that one.
If somebody recommends me to that, I'll give that a shot, because that I will do for pure comedy, because I imagine it is a complete, talk about ratcheteria. I imagine that place is probably completely nuts. So we're starting with Bumble, and I think I'm going to do the networking option.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Just because Lindsay kind of affected me with what she said. She was like, listen, if people are really into you, that's kind of a jerk move to be like, actually, I'm just messing around and reading your message on the radio. I kind of took that to heart because I'm not that kind of a dude. However, I do want to meet some people just for the sake of seeing. Here's what it is, Scott. You know how like you go through life and some people don't have certain experiences, and they're like 85 years old, and they finally graduate from high school just because they can say that they walked the stage. I've never been in the app streets. I have no idea what it's like. I just kind of want to see how it goes.
Dip that toe, dude. That's why I told you Bumble and networking, because
I get it.
You
know
what I'm saying?
That's
dip
what I'm
going
to do. I just want to see or what the interaction is like, Scott. That's what I want to know.
If you decide one day, Clinton, that you are looking for true love, mm-hmm, would you then go to the fancy black app?
I don't know the answer to that, Scott. That's why we're taking this one step at a time. We're not careening into the wall that turns out to only have a tunnel painted on it instead of an actual road to go on. So we're just taking steps here just to see. The socialization element is something I want to see how this goes in terms of people in Los Angeles specifically. I would never do this if I was somewhere else.
So yesterday you picked out four pictures.
Yes.
You put them into the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust community on Twitter.
Got some good feedback. Some guy told me that a random chick who was at Chick-fil-A with him liked the fourth picture. That's who he showed.
Was that the one with the tank top? With the one with Black Thighs Matter?
No, Black Thighs Matter was picture number two, I believe. The Mandy's picture. Funch is over there laughing because he forgot about it.
Dude, Funch, have you seen the picture with the t-shirt?
No, I'm just having
fun. Oh, my God, dude. Black Thighs Matter.
I have a red tank top that says Black Thighs Matter. Yes, that I wear on, I typically wear that on Pride weekend. Anyway. Anyway, so people were asking randos, we were getting feedback, which I appreciated, but I just feel like Tinder is just not the look that I want.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be out there on Tinder. That's
No, you don't.
I'm not too good for that. I just think that might be too overwhelming.
Gotcha. I do love, all the different verticals, if you will, of these dating apps, right?
I like the way you put that.
Right? Like there's farmers only.
Yeah.
Like, hey, nice to meet you. What do you do? Soybeans. How about you? Straight wheat. All right. Let's do a beautiful thing. Let's get down, baby. Farmers only.
If I could find one for people who like baseball and the beach, that would be ideal. That's pretty much what I do every day. So
why don't you just put that in your profile?
I like baseball and I like the beach. I think that's exactly what I'm going to put in my profile.
Let's get down.
That might be it. And so tomorrow, here's what we're going to do tomorrow, kiddos. I'm going to build my profile live online, and I want you guys to give me suggestions as to what I should put to sound, you know, cool.
Wait. You'll let us write your profile
for
you?
Yes, I'm going to make it just for the sake of doing it. But yeah, I'll take data points from you guys. I trust you all. We're a family here. We're a community. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to obviously do anything stupid, but I do want to know, because I don't really know the parlance of these sites. And I don't really know I don't really know how to do this. I'm not the person who's normally saying a lot of things. I just say my name, and that's it. And it's, you know, the rest takes over. You know what I mean? I don't really know how to actually put it into words.
I think you're going to find a lot of really wonderful women out there, Clint. I mean, when they see you and they check you out and then we write this profile for you, you may not be looking for love, but my man, that's when you find love.
We'll see. I mean, that's a different story. Bergman is now telling me that I'm still messing with people's heads by doing this way. But no, it's not if it's networking. You know what I mean? That's the whole point of the networking side. So I don't want to feel bad about this. I'm trying to have fun. But
yeah, that's the whole point with him doing this version of Bumble. Like I told him yesterday, like I was like, do that, because people don't got to be like, ooh, you tricked me.
Right. Yeah, I don't need that. Listen, I sleep well at night for a reason, and I want to continue for that to be the case.
Hey, I mentioned before we hit the break that when people come in for the All-Star festivities and they go to Dodger Stadium, it is conceivable there will be no beer. There will be no hot dogs. There will be no concessions. Why? I didn't get to it. We'll get to it coming up. Hey, by the way, speaking of the Dodgers, it's the bottom of the third in St. Louis, and they're down 4-0. Tony Gonsolin just gave up a 2-run home run to Nolan Arenado. I'm watching the game right now. So that's what's going on in the game. We'll get to the story about the potential strike for the concessionaires. We'll get there. Plus, what you need to know is next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.